Today I want to talk about targeted marketing. I want to help you to target your marketing and love your customers again. Do you sell something that has a potential market of everyone? Maybe you sell widgets, doodads, and gadgets that everybody in their right mind should own. If you treat your marketing that way, you're probably pretty frustrated. I learned this the hard way many years ago by thinking that everybody was my target market. I remember when I sought out my market with thoughts like, who wouldn't buy my stuff? They must be crazy if they don't buy. Then I parked my bicycle and quit my paper route. I learned what it meant to target my marketing. I stopped wasting time and money trying to reach everybody with a good reason to buy my stuff. The result was that I sold a lot more stuff. When I stopped viewing everybody as a potential customer, I also stopped seeing them all as the deadbeats who wore me down and just wouldn't buy. I started loving them more each day, and it turned out that my business grew massively. Carefully conceived targeted marketing is a huge factor in success in a business. I don't just mean targeting your market for every customer who will buy, either. I mean targeting your market for the customers you want and who will help you to grow your business. I want to help you to avoid this common oversight because it is in the top 5 most costly business errors. It runs close behind killing a hooker and getting caught, or naming your child Bernie Madoff. If you try to market something by believing that your ideal target market is everybody, it is like hunting elephants in a termite mound. You will find a lot of termites there, but very few elephants. Many people only believe this after a less than ideal profit and loss statement proves it to them. Marketing to morons, idiots, and fools. Sure, I still think most people are just totally insane if they don't write me a check, give me their credit card, or provide me with the passwords to their massive offshore bank account. They should at least send me a box of cigars and a bottle of bourbon to butter me up. I mean, after all, I know it is mathematically factual that I sell something which returns more money than it costs. What kind of moron can't see that? Let me tell you something you probably already know. There are a whole bunch of crazy idiots, morons, and fools out there who will not buy what you sell. Even if you're selling the cure for cancer, free money, or a magical 24-hour orgasm, it will not sell itself. It will also not sell to everybody. Marketing to everybody as a prospective buyer would not even be a wise marketing approach if Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Microsoft merged. When you consider it closely, maybe they're not all such idiots, morons, and fools. Instead, maybe it's your lack of targeted marketing using data-driven customer modeling and calculated market segmentation. Targeted marketing is exactly why I don't write this blog for idiots, morons, and fools. I write it for people like you, who will appreciate good marketing ideas, pass them along to others, and add to the conversation with your comments. Actually, I don't rely on the blog comments so much because my target audience is pretty shy, but they do share a lot. Target market segmentation challenge. My challenge to you is to take the time and effort to segment your market more carefully. Start thinking in terms of demographics, psychographics, geographics, and who your best customers really are. What spins their fan, and what can you do to make your brand more like sex, bacon, and the other things they love? Where will you reach them and what will inspire them? Use what you know, expand what you know, and get creative with your marketing. Targeted marketing seems very foreign to many people, but the good news is that this includes your competition. Just like everybody is not a customer, everybody is not a marketing genius either. Understanding a market requires marketing talent, which comes with practice, accurate data, and the right set of marketing tools. Unless you're willing to hire a professional, you will need to practice, and practice a lot. I think of it like a trip to the gun range. Sure, I like to bring a lot of ammunition, but it is even more important to use the right gun and learn how to aim it well. A sniper rifle is best, but many people fear that level of commitment to their marketing. So it is best to at least learn how to aim what you have. Practice targeting your market. Maybe you believe that optimizing your marketing reach would be easy in the beginning, but you surely know better by now. Look at your market penetration and consider these questions. Are you getting all you can, or at least all you want? Are you getting huge buyout offers? Are you expanding your company at astonishing rates that would make Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg blush? If your answers are no, then you need more practice to hone your skills. It will not kill you, and in the off chance it does, it was nice knowing you. If you're not afraid of dying, keep reading for thoughtful encouragement. Practice your creative thinking. Practice your analytical thinking. Figure out who wants what you have and what they will respond to favorably. Don't try to reach them all. I know how hard it is to overlook those potential customers, but you will reach a whole lot more of them if your marketing is targeted appropriately. If growing your business really matters to you, be ready to lose some sleep for it. Perfect customer modeling takes a lot of marketing talent and creativity. These are things you can improve with enough effort. Back to the gun analogy. You can make a lot of noise and scatter a lot of lead with a 12-gauge shotgun. Is particularly good for scaring your customers away, but not very good for hitting them in the heart where you want your brand to penetrate. When you hit your market in the heart, you will find a lot more love flowing in both directions. Shotgun marketing scares more birds away. It's just a fact. If you don't have the time or skill to become a true marksman, it is best to either rework your schedule to develop your abilities or to find a good hired gun. I will part with some articles related to targeted marketing. There are more in my blog archive and more yet to come. Check them out and subscribe for more bits of marketing brain food coming soon. Facebook marketing, pages, customer modeling, promoting, and awesomeness. That's a good article that will teach you a little bit about some ideas of modeling using Facebook. Polarize your audience and stop making everybody happy. Well, this is pretty important. You don't need to make everybody happy. This is not pandering. Propensity marketing and database aggregators. This talks about where to gather the data as a potential of reaching a more targeted market. In any case, there's a lot of good information in my archive, and I hope just this little bit of inspiration helps you and reminds you to stop trying to sell to everybody. It simply will not work. Have a great day. I welcome your comments on the blog, awebguide.com.